News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The House is expected to take up a vote on the Senate amended bill that cuts funding to foreign aid and COPE programs, including public broadcasting. ABC's Jay O'Brien says despite the changes, this bill faces a good chance to pass.
It's unclear the level of support that it has. I've talked to some hardline House Republicans who typically are spending hawks, who typically would be sticks in the mud with any kind of bill that was rewritten by the Senate, who say, in general, they seem okay with this language, because in broad, it's $9 billion plus worth of cuts.
Retail sales rose a better than expected 0.6% in June, that after declining 0.9% in May. That according to the Commerce Department's latest data. Clothing and accessory sales rose, while health and personal care sales rose 0.5%. It's data that could point to Americans buying for school season or stocking up due to tariff concerns. On Wall Street, stocks are up this hour. This is ABC News.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office has an update to a search for a missing endangered person. The Dodgeville Police Department is conducting an endangered missing person investigation that occurred Tuesday night. At approximately 7:50, the Dodgeville Police Department responded to a welfare check in the 300 block of East Division Street in the city of Dodgeville. Upon arrival, officers made contact with the missing person's family members, who reported that the missing person had not been heard from since approximately 11 o'clock Monday morning. Dodgeville Police Department officers determined that evidence at the scene suggested that the missing person may be injured and/or in danger. The missing person's vehicle was not located at the scene, and a public notification was issued. Investigators discovered that the vehicle may be in the state of Nebraska, and information was relayed to the Nebraska State Patrol. At 1:50 Wednesday morning, a Nebraska State Trooper spotted the vehicle on I-80 in Lincoln. The driver was not the subject of the missing person case. The trooper attempted a traffic stop, which resulted in a vehicle pursuit, ending when the vehicle crashed and the driver, identified as Gavin Thompson, 23, of Dodgeville, fled on foot and was subsequently arrested and transported to the Lancaster County Jail in Nebraska. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department has confirmed that a deceased adult female was located in the vehicle and are awaiting positive identification of the deceased female. The Dodgeville Police Department is leading this investigation and is assisted by the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Division of Criminal Investigation, a DCI Crime Response Specialist, the Wisconsin State Crime Laboratory Crime Scene Response Team, Iowa County Sheriff's Office, and the Nebraska State Patrol. Additional updates will be available via the Iowa County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Brewers head to the West Coast. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers open up a three-game series tomorrow night at Dodgers Stadium, but whether Sal Frelick will play remains a question mark. The right fielder and Brewers leadoff batter suffering a hamstring injury on Sunday and underwent an MRI. Doctors say Frelick suffered a minor strain but is day-to-day for now. NBA. The Bucks wrapped up their summer league schedule with a loss to the Chicago Bulls 102-96. Former Bucks center Brook Lopez, now with the Clippers, asked about his two-year, $18 million deal with L.A. at the age of 37.
The money's nice. It's that's not what it's about for me. You know, I love playing. I love hooping. I've loved it since I was a little kid. I watched my older brothers play. I've just always been around it, you know, and I love winning just as much. I want to keep winning. I got a great taste for it in Milwaukee, and these guys are all about that here, and I'm all about it, so it's a perfect fit.
That's the Clippers' Brook Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
A fall feel today with more clouds than sunshine and highs only scraping the low 70s. Tomorrow it'll be sunny and warmer, highs flirt with 80, and then showers and storms are expected to swing through overnight. A darker and damper day on Saturday with more sunshine expected on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why? Why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. If you're an artisan or ever wondered about Northern Wisconsin art, you'll want to tune in. We'll be at an artisan studio in Butternut, live on location. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy Phil Entner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, and the host of the On the Edge podcast, and also a video blog over on YouTube. Philip, Philip, Entner, Itner, on Blue Sky. It's backwards. It's EntnerPhilip.bluesky.social. Phil, welcome back to the program. It's been a couple of weeks since we talked. Thank you for coming on with Jefferson while he was filling in for me, but great to hear your voice again.
Always happy to be here.
Thank you. How's everything in Ukraine right now? What's the situation?
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie to you, Tom. It's hard. It's difficult. I mean, we've been under some intense attacks, and the last couple of days, and I don't want to jinx myself here, have been relatively quiet. But we went through a period where we were absolutely getting shellacked. And, you know, it's difficult. The people of Ukraine are really suffering under some very serious attacks.
3 years of it.
And, you know, hoping for better news out of Washington, which we're kind of getting, but we're still not 100% sure what exactly this new relationship that Donald Trump is apparently trying to create with Zelensky. It is, of course, welcome news that he seems to have finally come around to the realization that Putin is not a good partner. And that, I know. It makes me scratch my head as well. In that, you know, that should have been something from day one. Mm. But apparently, that relationship has soured on some degree, at least publicly. And we're hoping for better relationship. For a better relationship between Zelensky and Trump. So we're kind of in a weird fugue state, if it were.
Yeah. Now, my take on the 50-day window that Trump announced was, he's just basically pushing this off into the distance so he doesn't have to deal with it, or B, he just gave Putin 50 days to win the war. You know, beat the crap out of these people, and, you know, we can shake hands after it's done. What do you think?
Hmm. Well, he's not okay. So Putin is not going to gain any significant victory in 50 days. He will not be able to reach goals that he needs to reach for this entire effort to have been worth the cost, not only in terms of like human lives. We're looking at over 1 million casualties Russian casualties that they've inflicted upon themselves by going into this war. But aside from the cost, the human toll, he is not able to get to the strategic goals. 50 days is not going to be enough time for him to primarily get to Odessa and to regain control of the northern shore of the Black Sea, which so much of this war has been about, because it's essential for them strategically, the Russians, to have a warm water port, which is what they have in Sevastopol in Crimea. He is not going to get to Odessa in 50 days. It's right. not going to happen. The other strategic goal is to put enough pressure on the government in Kiev that it turns into something that is more friendly towards Moscow. In other words, basically becoming a colony of the Russian Empire again. And that's not going to happen in 50 days either. So he, the best he could maybe hope to do is get to a place where he could, for example, be on the river, on the Dnipro River, where there are a couple of cities which would allow him to eventually rearm, take a step back, as I say, rearm and regroup, and then launch another war, say, in, 3, 4, 5 years.
Right.
I think that's unlikely as well. This whole 50-day thing is not going to work in Putin's benefit. But mm-hmm. also it makes me question what exactly Donald Trump wants to see achieved in 50 days. This whole threat of putting tariffs on a country that already has sanctions on it's another example, Tom, of Donald Trump doing weird stuff that we just, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Yeah.
Well, I don't think he understands, but,
No, I don't think he does at all. No.
So the other thing is, Trump said that he was going to send weaponry to Ukraine. Mm. Has any of that shown up yet? Is this just another empty promise? I mean, he's been withholding weapons now for 6 months, right? 7 months?
Well, yeah, roughly. The most important thing is the air defense. And that I can say that if we were to get a significant boost in Patriot missile systems, Patriot missile batteries that could be placed around the country in several strategic cities, that would be a benefit. That would be a real big benefit, because it's just, Tom, I have to tell you, again, we haven't spoken in some time here because we've had a bit of a break, but I mean, I can't tell you how many sleepless nights I've had.
Yeah.
They have been pounding us, absolutely pounding us, and it's a strain that the country. I've been in a lot of wars, and it's unlike anything I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and it is deeply, deeply creating stress. This country is bearing up under something that it's like shock and awe.
Yeah.
In the initial stages of say the Iraq invasion, but extended over weeks and weeks and weeks, and it's just exhausting.
I totally get it. The other thing that raised a flag for me, Phil, we're talking with Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine. His podcast is On the Edge, and you can find his YouTube video blog, too. The other thing that troubled me, Phil, was the transcript or the report that came out of the White House on the conversation that Trump had with Zelensky. Apparently, Trump asked Zelensky if he could strike Moscow and St. Petersburg, and Zelensky responded in the affirmative, saying, if you give us the proper weaponry. And Trump did not discourage that, and Russia, of course, freaked out and replied that that'll cause World War III, and we'll reply with nukes and, quack, quack, quack. But I'm wondering, I mean, Trump is in big trouble right now with this whole Epstein thing. Do you think it's even remotely possible that Trump would be willing to risk starting World War III just to change the subject?
Boy, that is a good question, and I don't know if I have an answer for you, because then you're asking me to, you know, inhabit his brain.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
And God help us all.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, in regards to whether or not Ukraine can hit Moscow or St. Petersburg, certainly they can, because they've been doing that. Right. There is apparently in the works some sort of an agreement where Ukraine, which is at the forefront of drone technology, would actually be contributing to American know-how and give a boost to our own capabilities. And in return, again, it would be the air defense that Ukraine would get reciprocally. It's the truth. I mean, Ukrainians are probably the best at drone technology and capabilities in the world. Right. They are absolutely
out of necessity. So, back to my question here. If Trump was to provide Zelensky with the kinds of missiles that could do some real damage in Moscow, and if Zelensky used those, do you take seriously Russia's retaliatory threat of nuclear war?
Well, no. No, I don't. I think that the Russians use the threat of their nuclear capabilities as basically a way to intimidate the West and to keep them on their back foot, and so they don't support Ukraine. But actually using a nuclear weapon, let's say that they were to use a nuke at a major European capital or something like that, if Moscow was struck by a large warhead that had enough, kick to make some real damage, then what happens next? What's the day after that?
Right.
You know,
well, that's my question.
And that is the question. Yeah. And I think even the Russians themselves recognize that if they were to do that, if they were to actually use a nuclear weapon in some sort of limited strike, that the repercussions would be absolutely horrific for them. They would have to go full scale. They would have to actually hit a number of different European cities, maybe try and hit somewhere in the USA,
right.
But they have
no,
they
World War
certainly
III.
Know. Yeah, basically annihilation, and we have mutually assured destruction for a reason. That rhetoric is still important and is understood in Moscow.
But maybe Trump would not be willing to launch those missiles out of Kansas.
Yeah, I mean they would have to be betting on that.
Yeah.
And do you want to bet? Do you want to roll the dice on Donald Trump?
That's
you know,
right.
I mean, this is terrifying stuff.
This is Nixon's madman theory with regard to Vietnam, remember?
Right. You know, and once we go down that road, it is mutually assured destruction. So I think that the Russians have used their nuclear saber rattling throughout this entire war to make the West reluctant to
support Ukraine. Oh, they sure scared the hell out of Elon Musk.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently Musk had a private conversation with Putin and it just, terrified Musk. And he came back and, we got to dump Ukraine and all this kind of stuff. It's wild stuff. Phil, always great talking with you. Thank you so much for being there. And
good to have you back. Good to speak to you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. The great Phil Lintner, his podcast is called On the Edge. He's also got a video blog over on YouTube. Check it out. Phil, thanks again.
Thank you, Tom.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. I told you rich people love recessions. I have to share with you this amazing story out of the Financial Times. Stay with us.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big Brewer bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and your dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Louise swears by this stuff. She really does. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, they'll give you a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance. It's spelled Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to get up to 37% off and free shipping on this stuff that really works, complete with the hyaluronic acid. That's Vibrience.com/Tom.
A sovereign land lit by freedom's light. Sirens wailed as the skies turned red, but Ukraine stood while the cowards fled. Homes were shattered, dreams set ablaze. Yet through the smoke, the blue and yellow sways. A mother clings to a photograph. Ukraine still breathes. Ukraine still known. We stand with Ukraine, they're not alone. Ukraine fights on with fire and grace.
25 minutes past the hour. So I told you, Republicans love recessions. Everybody's like, oh, all these rich Republicans are invested in the stock market. They don't want to see the stock market go down. Yes, they do. They love it when the stock market goes down because it's a buying opportunity. You can buy stocks cheap. It is like Christmas for these guys. And here's the proof. This is from the Financial Times, this day before yesterday, or yesterday, actually. It was published on the 16th. Morgan Stanley, the headline, Morgan Stanley says wealthy clients, quote, bought the dip amid tariff turmoil. And I'll just share a couple paragraphs here. Morgan Stanley said its wealthy clients bought the dip after President Donald Trump's tariffs caused huge swings in markets in April. The lender reported a 15% increase in second quarter net income. It was very active post-Liberation Day, and we saw a buy-the-dip mentality over the entire course of the quarter, the bank's finance chief, Sharon Yeshaya, told the Financial Times. Morgan Stanley added that its wealth management business, which has about $6 trillion in client assets, was boosted by, quote, higher levels of client activity during the quarter. Revenues of the division jumped 14%. So Morgan Stanley made a pile of money. The results large, again, this from the Financial Times, the results largely mirror Wall Street rivals who also benefited from the recent market turbulence triggered by Trump's tariff announcements. I'm telling you, they're doing pump and dump. This is just, you know, Trump is telling his insiders, hey, I'm going to make an announcement about tariffs, and they all sell all their stock, and then the announcement goes out, this market collapses, they go in and they buy like crazy, they ride it back up, and they're getting richer than whatever. Yeah. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Maureen Comey, James Comey's daughter, who prosecuted Epstein, just released a letter. I'll share that with you after the break.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Over the last few months, the U.S. has been in a good place for the cheese industry with record exports. But with the possibility of lower prices in the world market, this could prove costly for U.S. producers. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report, and dairy analyst Matt Tranel from EverEgg is here to explain what the U.S. would need to do if the world market prices do come down.
The United States has been cracking off some pretty impressive export orders globally here lately. I know the month of May, we watched a record amount of exports at 114 million pounds leave our shores. But when we look at garnering the attention for exports, a lower world market would mean that the United States would need to drift down to a lower price to continue to get those exports.
Tranel says that with a lot of uncertainty looming over the cheese industry right now, it's just going to be a waiting game to see if the U.S. will have to drop our prices. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join them at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos, and more. They're proud to protect what matters most: your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday this Thursday. It's mixed today with cash corn down 2 cents at 403 1/4 and new crop corn down 1 3/4 cents at 422 1/4. Cash soybeans are up 5 1/2 at 1019 with new crop soybeans up 4 3/4 at 1025 1/4. New crop wheat is down 7 cents at 534 1/4. Class 3 milk is seeing gains with August contracts up 26 cents at 1772 a hundredweight and September contracts up 12 cents at 1830 a hundredweight. Taking a look at your midday markets this Thursday from Chicago for the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
A fall feel today with more clouds than sunshine and highs only scraping the low 70s. Tomorrow it'll be sunny and warmer, highs flirt with 80, and then showers and storms are expected to swing through overnight. A darker and damper day on Saturday with more sunshine expected on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now it's 62 degrees.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
All of your support.
Share the Tom Hartman Program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. So we've all been there, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are then what? Tough it out, get sick and take time off work, or hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care in a room full of sick people? Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescriptions, start on the right meds, and nip it in the bud right now. This, by the way, is not a first aid kit. This comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit, and they're great for traveling. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. You can get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and then use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, when you check out. You get $45 off. That's urgentcarekit.com/T-H-O-M.
Six hands raised in silence, and they banished hope to hell. No crime, no judge, no jury, just a passport stamped in shame. Send them where the sun don't rise and no one knows their name. It's moral cleansing, American style, where cruelty gets buried under legal files. You don't need a gun when you got a plane, and due process dies without leaving a stain. Oh, it's clean on the surface, washed in denial. That's moral cleansing, American style. They say it's not our problem when the bodies hit the ground.
36 minutes past the hour. In so country. Over on Newsmax, Rob Schmidt, one of their hosts, might be taking a chance, by the way, because Alex Acosta, the guy who cut the sweetheart deal for Epstein, basically let him off when he was a federal prosecutor down in Florida. Alex Acosta is on the board of Newsmax. But anyhow, Rob Schmidt, one of their hosts, went off on how the whole story has been blacked out on Fox. So here's Newsmax pointing at Fox going, well, they blacked out the story. And then you go over to Fox, and this is pretty incredible. I mean, this is over at Mediaite, and there's this thing called Snapstream, where media organizations can see the actual transcripts of programs, across the various cable news networks. And so here's what they found, and you can read them, you can search them. CNN has mentioned Epstein. This is just from Monday through Thursday, right, of this week. CNN has mentioned Epstein 1,274 times, MSNBC 1,156 times, Fox News just 136 times, and that includes reruns. Fox has mentioned Epstein a meager 82 times since Trump told his base to stop it. That's, as they say, as the Mediaite author Colby Hall says, that's not editorial discretion. That's subservience. Jesse Waters, Sean Hannity, the weekday folks at Fox and Friends, they have gone radio silent. Mediaite reporting, quote, not a single monologue, segment, or real engagement with the story. For the most watched hosts on the most watched network, it's a shattering omission. And he pointed out the only show on Fox that actually is talking about this is special reporter Brett Baer, which is their supposedly straight news story show, you know. So apparently they are listening carefully to what Donald Trump said. Meanwhile, Maureen Comey, who prosecuted Epstein and Maxwell, wrote a letter, and it's now public. She says, yesterday was unexpectedly my last day in the office. I was summarily fired via memo from Maine Justice that did not give a reason for my termination. And then she says, every person lucky enough to work in this office constantly hears four words to describe our ethos: without fear or favor. Do the right thing the right way for the right reasons, without fear of retribution, and without favor to the powerful. For the majority of my 10 years at Southern District of New York, the hard part seemed to be acting without favor. That is, making sure people with access, money, and power were not treated differently than anyone else. and making sure this office remains separate from politics and focused only on the facts and the law. Fear was never really conceivable. We don't fear bad press. We have the luxury of exceptional security, keeping us physically safe. And so long as we did our work with integrity, we could get to keep and serve. We would get to keep serving the public in this office. But, she says, Maureen Comey writes, we have entered a new phase where, quote, without fear may be the challenge. If a career prosecutor can be fired without reason, fear may seep into the decisions of those who remain. Do not let that happen. Fear is the tool of a tyrant wielded to suppress independent thought. Instead of fear, Maureen Comey writes, let this moment fuel the fire that already burns at the heart of this place, a fire of righteous indignation at abuses of power, of commitment to seek justice for victims, of dedication to truth above all else. And then she wraps it up. She says, it has been an honor to fight for those principles by your side. Signed, Maureen Comey. Amazing. Amazing. So what's on your mind today? Sandra in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Sandra, what's up?
Well, you asked earlier why the national news stations aren't talking about the demonstrations that are going to be happening today. Mm-hmm. And there's a simple answer for that. How many of those national news stations are co-op?
Are co-op?
Owned by the people. Owned by the people that work there, owned by other average Americans are not rich.
Yeah, basically none of them, other than the nonprofit operations.
The people who own those national news stations are incredibly wealthy.
Yeah.
You think they're going to turn on the other incredibly wealthy? No.
Yeah.
They're going to hide any information that might promote a return to actual democracy in this country because they're fine with fascism. That works just fine for them.
Yeah, yeah, they like oligarchy. Now, I get it. There's 13 billionaires in Trump's cabinet. He's a billionaire himself. You've got, you know, multi-millionaires in the Senate. The richest guy in the Senate, I think, is Rick Scott. He's worth something like $700 million.
And if it was up to the rest of us, all of those people would be the ones living in Alligator Alley.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean, and I get it. In fact, that's that great ad from the Lincoln Project. In fact, I was interviewed by Lincoln Project people last night. I don't know when the podcast is going to go up, but it's called Lincoln Square.
Yeah.
And that was a point that I made and that they're making. Sandra, excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Your comment was right to the point. Thank you. Charles in Chico, California. Hey, Charles, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me on. You mentioned Reagan a while back, and it's kind of interesting because I was going to talk to you about socialism and that sort of thing. But what caught me was the fact that Reagan did these terrible things to our country. He screwed up the free press and a number of other things.
Right, he ended the Fairness Doctrine, yeah.
Yeah, and what we're dealing with is these things still exist. I mean, we haven't changed them.
Right.
And
no, we're still in the Reagan Revolution. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, fiscally, with regard to monopolies, with regard to taxes. Yeah, absolutely. We're still in the Reagan Revolution.
Yeah. It was a change in our democracy, which brings me to my point, is that we have like three choices. We have a true democracy. We have a democratic capitalism or democratic socialism.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously a true democracy would be the best. But what I keep seeing, because the progressive move doesn't seem to be moving into the democratic establishment,
mm-hmm.
what I see is this may be what the window that opens could be that we can take a move to democratic socialism at this point.
Well, we've been there for a long time. I mean, that was the essence of the New Deal, Charles. Social Security is democratic socialism. Medicare is democratic socialism. When Louise and I were on vacation, we had dinner with some other Americans. And one of them, I don't remember how politics came up, because we try not to talk politics unless we know, you know, who we're talking to. But this one woman said, you know, well, do you think that the socialists will succeed in America? And I was like, you know, they've been succeeding since the 1930s. Social Security is democratic socialism. Medicare is democratic socialism. And she was like, oh, really? And I was like, yeah, it's, you know, the government providing the service. That's democratic socialism. And that was kind of the end of the conversation. But yeah, we're here, Charles, and I, you know, and it's a great system. I would just like to see it, you know, fully implemented. FDR died before he had a chance, and Harry Truman wasn't the guy to carry it forward, sadly. And then, of course, you know, he had the Reagan Revolution.
I think that's my point, is that we're, at this point, Trump is sort of tearing down this whole...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we need to be fighting back and putting it back together. Charles, thank you. Spot on. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It is 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants are used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now. The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick.
If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's cyber and AI world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection notice or foreclosure notice. When's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now, which is why I partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. That's why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your home equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com/THOM. The towers hum with hollow words, machines that watch and track. A future cold and lifeless unless we take it back. They whisper in the boardrooms, plot behind closed doors. A kingdom for the chosen few, the rest abandoned poor. They sell us chains and silver words, called a cage a throne. But we see through their empty lies, we won't be overthrown. The dark and light cement is rising. The hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Marty in Wixom, Michigan. Hey, Marty, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I have a comment and suggestion regarding the Good Trouble protests that will be happening today.
Okay.
I've been to several of those local protests this year, and they're great fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a suggestion for folks organizing all these public protests tonight and in the future to hopefully increase their impact. My concern is that it will be crucial to get some lasting impact from these protests, or I fear that interest will wane over time.
Yeah.
The suggestion I have is that organizers use these protests to make a big push for voter registration.
That's a
good
suggestion.
Most attendees are probably registered, but the message would be to have folks go back and talk to friends and relatives who share similar concerns about what Trump and MAGA are doing, but may not have been politically active previously.
Mm-hmm.
Organizers should provide attendees with information and handouts about voter registration process, requirements for their state, encourage them to talk to friends and relatives who might be unregistered and help them to get registered. In this way, these protests could create a small army of folks who can go out and increase voter registration before the next election.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion, Murray. There are some states like Florida where they've made it a crime to register people to vote if you make even the smallest mistake, and that's why the League of Women Voters has stopped registering people in Florida. So you've got to, you know, be aware of what your state laws are and what you can and cannot do or say. But that's the only caveat I would put on it. I think that's a great idea. Marty, thank you. Thanks for calling and sharing that. From Marty in Michigan to Marty in Maryland. Hey, Marty in Baltimore, Maryland. Hey, Marty, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing? I want to ask you a couple questions. First of all, I'm starting to read that book. They thought they were free.
Oh, pretty yeah. Interesting. Milton Mayer, isn't that an amazing book?
Yeah. I want to ask you, what do you think about, I was just wondering. I was thinking, because I heard George Conway talking about something else with class action lawsuits. Mm-hmm. What if the seniors who are paid into Social Security and to Medicare and Medicaid, I know, suppose they started a class action lawsuit against the President of the United States or the Congress or the Senate for taking benefits away from them who have already paid into this system?
That's an interesting...
Is that possible?
Interesting idea. I don't know. I'm not an attorney. It seems like it should be. I mean, I think that was the essence of that Supreme Court decision, was that, you know, if you want to come to us for relief, you've got to come as a class. So, you know, that would be a way to do it.
Okay. One other thing before we go. Does your wife write the words to these songs?
Yeah, she does the words, and then the AI program does the music itself.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, because that's a lot. Boy, but she be rolling, I'm telling you.
Yeah, she's good.
Some really good songs.
She's good. Thank you, Marty. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Yeah. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's on your mind today?
Earlier you had a call about the press corps, and I feel like that we could stop this, or they could stop the Trump nonsense threats, you know, or the fear that he's going to kick people out. Mm-hmm. Because if all of the press corps were to leave, or if he kicked out, you know, all the major networks, then nobody would be covering him, and he doesn't want that. He wants all the attention he can get. So,
I think you're right.
If they en masse strike, or if they ask questions he doesn't like and he tries to boot them out, then they won't be there, and then he won't get the coverage.
They should have called his bluff when he kicked out the Associated Press. They really should have.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's unfortunate that they didn't. But, you know, there's kind of a couple of different levels of intimidation going on here. I mean, he's trying to intimidate individuals. People who ask him questions about, for example, Epstein, he calls them stupid or evil. He's personally attacking reporters in an effort to intimidate them. This guy's a bully. He's been a bully his whole entire life. I mean, you know, read his niece's, Mary Trump's book about him. This guy is just a class A, you know, he's Biff, right?
And it's infuriating to see he gets away with all this stuff. It really is disheartening.
Well,
to
watch the way he's pushing around members of Congress. I mean, you know, the House and Senate are the first among equals, according to the Constitution. They're not supposed to be subordinate to the president. But the Republican Party has just rolled over. It's like, you know, yes,
everybody's rolling over. It's bad. It's pathetic.
Yeah. And Trump doing his dear leader
stand
routine.
Up.
Not a good thing. Yeah. Clay, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Good to hear from you. And we'll be back on the other side of the break here, the news break at the top of the hour, with more of the news of the day. A look at some of the cases that the government has dropped against big business. They're really amping up the, hey, let's stick it to the average person stuff. And what's up with the National Atmospheric and Oceanic Administration, or Oceanic and Atmospheric, shutting down their program that predicts flash floods? I'll tell you about that right after this.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call
right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Milwaukee film critic, Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie, and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Despite President Trump calling on Republicans and his base supporters to stop talking about the release of Epstein files, questions are growing about the Justice Department's handling of the federal files for the convicted sex offender. ABC's Alex Mallon has more.
They're really trying to take their cues from the White House, and the White House is just sending mixed messages. We've heard from President Trump saying that Attorney General Pam Bondi should release any credible information, but at the same time, he's bashing essentially all of the files that he was briefed on as uncredible.
Attorney General Pam Bondi has not signaled whether she may change her mind about releasing all the files. Bondi visiting San Francisco today, touring the notorious Alcatraz Island, which has been closed for decades. The administration is considering reopening that prison, which would cost some $250 million to renovate. Severe storms once again taking aim along parts of the South and East Coast again today, with heavy rain expected. This is ABC News.